So at the time he started to write Great Expectations, Dickens was a haunted man. He felt haunted by the past and by his sense that the past was increasingly visible, or even tangible, in his life. He'd written a short story called The Haunted House, in which he describes the ghosts of my own childhood, the ghost of my own innocence, the ghost of my own airy belief. And you get a sense through that repetition of ghosts, of just how far he thought that the ghosts of the past were clustering in the present and threatening to take it over. He tried to break with the past a number of times. Just before starting Great Expectations, he'd burnt a whole pile of his correspondence, but he still felt trapped, trapped by the little things he'd done in the past, the decisions he'd taken, and a sense that even the smallest decisions that you take in life can have huge, far-reaching consequences. That might be one reason why, at one point early in Great Expectations, Pip says to the reader, "Pause, pause you, and think of the long chain that would not have bound you but for that first link on that one memorable day." The plot of Great Expectations turns on one link, one encounter between Pip and a criminal he encounters on the marshes. And as the novel develops, what we find is that that one link sets up a whole chain of cause and effect, which traps him just as surely as the criminal is trapped by his fetters when we first meet him on the marshes. And for Dickens, this is the way that time works as well. Time is a series of events which link themselves to each other and then chain us to our own pasts. There's no escape, and it may be there's no possibility of redemption. There's no way out. Great Expectations, then, you can see as a novel which is a sort of self-diagnosis for Dickens, and maybe also a kind of self-therapy. It's a story about someone who is trying to work out how they came to be the person they are. And then, as he says at one point, how far the past might be like a stain that keeps coming out when you think you've got rid of it, but you simply can't get rid of it.